Only when I say Erevin Daf Ayin. Ayin is for Erevin, of course. Right? And Chodesh Tov. So we're starting on the first line, V'ein Notlin Rashut. So the Mishnah said over there that, let's just go back and see the whole brighter. So we're talking there about two people can't take Rashut, right? So in the Mishnah. Right? So two guys can give reshut to somebody else. They can mevatel their rights, but they can't receive. So you can't do bittul to two people. Okay, we saw that yesterday. But two people, the one's also on the other. They're back to square one. So, ein not lim reshut, right? Ein shnayim not reshut. What says lamali? Right? In other words, why do we need this? Look at Rashi. Ha tanle, we learned. Ha yush shnayim osrin zel zel. In other words, it's pashut. That if there are two guys who are on their own together now in the Eruv, that they're also one on the other. So, what's the chidush avia? That shnayim ein not lim reshut. We've already learned that. It's pashut. It's not so pashut. There's a chiddush over here. Look at Rashi quickly. Lord Shricha, it says, Mishnah Yetayu Lashminan. This Mishnah comes to teach us what? Afilu Amru Lei Kamai. The original guy said, Kani Almanat Laknot. Right? I'm giving it to you in order that you give him a vatel to the next person. Vahadar Iyu Bat Lechavre. And he does that. Lo mishtare habat, to the end guy isn't helped at all. So now there are two guys in the chatzer who didn't do Eruv chatzer between them. Five guys are there and three of them did, two didn't. The other two guys, three or two or whatever, come to the two guys and say, we mevatel to you. So they can't help each other. So they said, no, you might think that maybe now there are two of them there. The one will do bittul to the other and then he'll be good. It just doesn't help. The ma'ud ha'tayma, what would we think? Shlicha Shavu, you might think that he appointed him as Shaliach, Kamashmalan, Kevin de Lo Kane Ihu, Nishtaruye, Lo Matsilaknu, Kevin de Lo Kane Ihu, Nishtaruye, Lo Matsilaknuye. Since when he got the reshut, it didn't help him, he can't handle any of that shoot in here. So it's a situation where you can't basically make a guy a Shaliach for something which he can't be a Shaliach for. Okay, you point a Shaliach to do something that he's able to do. If you make him a shaliach or something, he's got to be able to do it. Here, the guy got from you shlichut, but when he himself wasn't able to use that shlichut, he can't give it to somebody else. Okay, that's the idea of it. Right, Lord Tzricha, Avagav the Amela, can I haknot? Okay, now we start a big question, and this is really the majority of the shiur. Ba minay Abaya mi Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba a question. There are five guys all sharing one chatzer. And one out of the five didn't make an Erev chatzerot. The other four did. Now this fifth guy, who it seems pashut, right? He's getting mevatel his reshut. He's not going to mess up the other guy's Shabbos. So he said to the other four guys, I'm being mevatel my reshut. My chatzer is yours. Go for it. You do what you got to do. Finished. Right? Here comes the question. Right? Tzarich levata lekol echad ve'echad or lo? Does he have to say to each and every one of the other three guys, kanui lecha, kanui lecha, kanui lecha, or bate lecha, bat lecha, bat lecha? Can he just say to one of them, bate lecha, and it's good enough? Okay, that's the question. So amar lei, so Rav onzim, tzarich levata lekol echad ve'echad. You have to go and give bittul to every single one of the guys in the chater. So now Abaya asks him a kashim a brayta. Right? This brayta has got six parts to it. Some of the parts have got subparts. It's not too complicated, but we'll try and make a little bit of seder on it. Some of it's repetitious, some of it isn't. So this is the kasha. Eitibe. Echad shelo irev. So one guy in the chatzer didn't make an eruv. Noten reshuto leechad shirev. Can give his reshut to one guy who did make an eruv. Shnayim she'irvu, two guys who made an eruv, not nin reshutan leechad shelo irev, they can batel mevatel their reshut to one guy who didn't make an eruv. So that's so far so good, right? One guy who didn't make an eruv, Echad shloi rev, he can mevatel his reshut. One, two guys who did make an eruv can mevatel the reshut to the guy who didn't make an eruv, and now he's got it. He's okay. He's on his own. Now, case number three. Veshnayim shelo irvu. Two guys, they've never made an eruv. So now, let's say they're five guys. Two didn't make an eruv. Notnin reshutan. They can be mevatel their reshut. Leshnayim sheirvu, or to two guys who did make an eruv. Or leechad shelo irev. Okay, now why did I say this a little bit repetitious? Because look at the line right before that. Shnayim she'irvu, notin lechad shelo irev. Now we've got shnayim shelo irvu, notin reshutan leshnayim she'irvu, or leechad shelo irev. So it's not exactly the same, but it's okay, we got it. So, but two guys who made an eruv came with vatel to one guy who didn't make an eruv, and two guys didn't make an eruv, right, can also can do their bitul to two guys who made an eruv or to one guy who didn't make an eruv. So if two guys in the reshut came with vatel to another guy who didn't make an eruv, so they vatel theirs, and that's only one guy in the eruv. Now, so those are three examples with the two parts, therefore three, of cases at work. Aval, now here come cases that don't work. Lo echad she'irev, noten reshuto le'echad shelo irev. So one guy who made an eruv, he's part of an eruv now. He can't go in and mevatel his rights to a guy who didn't make an eruv. Why? Because he's no longer got his own rights. He's part of an eruv. He made an eruv now. How can he give up his rights? So you might think he can give up his rights in that eruv. No. Once he made an eruv, he can't do anything. Ve'ein shnayim she'irvu, and two guys who made an eruv, notnin reshutan leshnayim shelo irvu. See, in the previous case we had shnayim she'irvu, notnin reshutan le'echad shelo irev, or to two who lo irvu. Here, ein shnayim here, those are guys shelo irev. There was shnayim she'irvu, I don't want to confuse you, let's go back and look at the case. Shnayim she'irvu, notnin reshutan le'echad shelo irev, ve'shnayim shelo irvu, notnin reshutan shnayim she'irvu, le'echad shelo irev. So see how he says, ve'ein shnayim she'irvu, shnayim shnayim she'lo irvu. So two made an eruv, right, could give their bitul to two guys who made an eruv. But here we're saying two who made an eruv, right, can't give their bitul, can't be mevatel to two guys who never made an eruv. Ve'ein shnayim she'lo irvu, and also two guys didn't make an eruv, they also can't give reshut to one guy she'lo irvu. So two guys who didn't make an eruv, come vatel their rights to two who didn't make an eruv either. Okay, so two did it, who two didn't, they can't be vatel to two who did. Two who did can be vatel, right, to one who didn't, and two who didn't can be vatel to two who did or to one who didn't. But two who didn't, Kamivatel to two who didn't. Okay, that's the end of the writer. So it comes up by now and says this whole writer to Rabba, and ends up by saying, Ketani miha, Reish, look at the Reisha, Echad shelo irev, noten reshuto le'echad she'irev. So now what did Rabba say? Rabba said that if you didn't make an eruv, can you do bitul to one guy out of the eruv? We have to do bitul all of them. He says, yeah, Abaya, from this writer, and we see over here, that echad shelo irvu, one who didn't make an eruv, he can do bitul to one who made an eruv. Now, hechidami, how do you have a case of one who made an eruv? Idelika achrine bahade adade. If there's nobody else there with him, so man irev, who made the eruv here? We say that I didn't make an eruv. I can vatel to one guy who made an eruv. Rabbi says you have to do bitul to everybody. The brighter says one who didn't can vatel to one who did. Now, who's this one who did? Obviously, there must be somebody there with him. If there's nobody there with him, who did he make an eruv with? There's somebody else there he made an eruv with. So it's me and let's say two other guys, and they made an eruv between them. And it's enough to make a dubitul to one of them. So how can Rabbi say that you have to dubitul to everybody? The brother says, one who didn't make an eruv can make dubitul to one who made an eruv. One meaning one out of the guys made the eruv. Question clear? Right? Good brighter, good kasha. Abaya, Rabba, straightforward. So that's Abaya's question. So how does Rabba deal with this? He said, none of you got it all wrong. Hacha b'maya skinan, dahava umit. He did make an eruv with somebody, but that guy's dead now. And now basically there's no longer anybody else there. So he can't go make an Erev with Putu. He can't go do Bita with two people. Because the second party to that Erev, with the guy who made the Erev, and the Brayta said, Echad shelo yirev, efshar levatel, lemisha yirev, who was he? Had made an Erev with a guy who's no longer around, he's dead. So how can you ask him to go and do Bita to both of them? There's only one guy around, the other guy's dead. That's Rabbah's answer to the Brayta. Look at Rashi over here. Tahavu mit v'al korchach. Rashi gives an interesting answer. Not only Rishonim, I saw in Steinzal this morning in Unim at the bottom. He brings a couple of different opinions there, approach of how it could be done. But Rashi now has to come up with this scenario of what does it mean that there was a guy there and he died, right? Where are we? Because we'll see later on in this Amud, what about his Yorshim? Right. So the one answer I saw, I think, gave the name of the Ritva was we could say they weren't Yorshim. Was a ger, and a ger had no yorshim, and he died. He didn't end with a ger, but Rashi got a different answer. Rashi says like this: the Havei Omit va'al korchach derabe b'shayara shechanta v'bika. It was a convoy, a caravan that was parked out there in the open. V'kifu echatz, they made a chatz around it. But not to sham isho alon. They all pitched their tents. Mokila dechimet, and then we have a case that he died. And ain't the Yorshav Sham Klum, the Yorshim aren't there with him. De'i b'chatzer mamash, if it was in a proper chatzer, ha'ika Yorshim, then obviously his children would be there. They could carry on. V'chivan dilu hava avu in kayam. Right? And if while their father was alive, hava asar, inu nami asre. Therefore, he'd also be asked. Basically, if he was there, and then there'd be another person there in the chatzer, so they would make it asre. The Yorshim would basically step into the father's shoes. Basically, the Bnei Chatzer would be there and it would be Asher, wouldn't work. So we've got a Hazir Aviyat, it is in a Chatzer, in a caravan, they've got an Erev around it, and therefore there's no children around him, there's nobody to take his place, and he died, and now there's only one guy there. Now it's me and that guy, and I can make the Erev with just him. Otherwise, I would normally have to do it with everybody. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, Abayah says, wait a second. Either have it or meet. If you tell me that this whole scenario is that there was a guy and he died, Amos Sefer, right? The Sefer of the Brayta says, "Aval ein echad sheirev, noten reshuto leechad shelo irev." Right? It says over here.
Darren, can you just clarify something? Is the idea noten reshut the same as bitul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think we saw yesterday. Remember? We said that you could say Knuya Lach or Bitul Batelach. We said yesterday, almost sure we saw it yesterday. Maybe it's coming along. No, yeah. If you go on Samach Tet Amud Bet, just look quickly about eight lines at the top of the Amud. Right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. We said then in the middle of that brighter there, Ketzad. How do you do Bitul? So he says, Omelo Reshuti Knuya Lach. Remember, you have to actually do a Maaseh Kinyan. So I think that over here, the whole idea here is that Bitul is the same idea. So now he says, he also Kasha over here. He says, wait a second. Ida Abba Umit. So I'm a Sefer. The Sefer there said, Aval lo echad she'irev, no ten rechshuto le echad shelo irev. Right?
To show you how Shloi Rev. If somebody joined an Erev, why would he even want to think of doing a Bitul? He's in the Erev.
No. We've got two guys who made an Erev with each other, and one guy didn't. Right?
Yes.
So now, you might think that how can you help that guy who didn't make the Erev? You say, let's think, I'm in Mevatel, my rights in the Erev. Because there are two guys in one. The third party, let's say there's me and you and Clive. Right? So now you and I made an Eruv. Clive didn't make an Eruv. So now poor Clive. Now if it's just one of... So as you know, I'm a Vatel Clive. I'm no longer in the Eruv. Now it just becomes you and Clive. If it's just you and Clive, so then what would we think? I don't even know. What would we think? Essentially stating the obvious. Because look, if there was just two of us in the chatzer and we didn't make an Erev Chatzerot, then we know I can do bitul to you. And I abandoned my rights in the chatzer, and then there's no longer two people in the chatzer anymore. There's just you. So you're in an Erev, right? Because just you. Correct? It's just you. So I might think that if they, so therefore the brighter stating the obvious. If you and I have got an Eruv, and I go and abandon my rights to a third party who hasn't got an Eruv, it doesn't help at all. That's what we said, Avalo, law, you can't do that. Why? Because there's still the other guy in the Chatzer, there's still a third guy in the Chatzer. So by me being Mevatel my rights to the third party, the second guy partner to the Eruv, he still exists. And he now is still a partner in the Chatzer, and him and the other guy haven't got Eruv between them, so that doesn't help. That's what the price stating the obvious. Right, so but the point that we're making over here, though, is, let's not lose sight of the question. The question was that Abaya asked Rabbi, if I make dubitul, do I have to dubitul to all the people in the chatzer or not? And Rabbi said yes. Abaya proved pretty conclusively here from this brayta that I only have to dubitul to one of the guys in the Eruv. So Rabbi said, no. The reason why the brayta says only to one of the guys in the Eruv, because the other guy died. Really, Erev Shabbos, there were three people and two of them had an Eruv, and you should have had to do bitul to both of them. But by the time Shabbos morning came around, if you wanted to do bitul, the guy was dead. Where was Yorshim? Rabbi Rashi gives us an example. They were in a caravan traveling in the desert, and there were no Yorshim around. Like I said, the Ritva explained it, that maybe it was a ger who never had any Yorshim. But Anachinami says, Rabbi, if there were kids around, if it was in a chatzer and there were Yorshim, you'd have to do bitul to the Yorshim as well. So now, that's how Rabbi answers Abaya. Abaya says to Rabbi, wait a second, Rabbi. Are you telling me that this whole brayta is discussing a scenario where there were people party to the Eruv, but one of them died? And now there's only me and him. Me who didn't make an Eruv, and him, the guy who remaining, the survivor of the Eruv. Let's call it that. The surviving partner to the Eruv. It's me and him. Is that what you're saying? How can that be? Look, here comes his question. He says like this. Id have omit. Then Amos Sefer, look at the end of the brighter, says, Aval ein echad she'irev, noten reshuto le'echad she'lo irev. Right? Why? Because like we understood now in this discussion, what's our problem with doing that? Because if two of us made an Eruv, and one guy didn't make an Eruv, and now I give my, abandon my rights, I'm a partner to the Eruv, to the other guy. Does it help him? Why? Because there's still the other partner to the Eruv around. But now, according to you, Rabbi, where's that other partner to the Eruv? He's dead. So if he's dead, then there's no longer a problem. Then it now becomes basically me and him. And then I can't give him bitul, do bitul. You with me? The whole problem I couldn't do bitul when there were two of us and him was because by me doing bitul didn't help because I've still got him. But now, according to you, he's dead. See, if he's dead, who's left in the chatzer? Me and the guy who didn't make an Eruv. And now if I'm doing bitul, who's left in the chatzer? Only him. If he's left in the chatzer, then I helped him. And yet the brayta says that if I do bitul, it doesn't help. Why? Because the third party has alive. And you're telling me he's dead. You got it? Right, Mark? V'idahave umit amai lo. And if he died, then why not, says Rabbi? Elepshita de'ita, it's pashut that he's still there, that he hasn't died. That's what Rabbi says to Rabbi. What are you talking about? Yeah, he's dead. He's not dead. He's well alive. He says, umita seifita, from the fact that the seifa in the bride is talking about a guy to the Eruv, you're still there. Reishtamite, makes sense. The whole bride is discussing a scenario where everybody's alive, no one died. Why are you kidding people, he says. Stop killing people. Right? So that's enough. So Rabbi says, what are you talking about? What, midi iria? This is your proof. What are you talking about? Hakereita, v'hakereita. The Reisha is one set of circumstances. In the Reisha, he died. And in the Sefer, he didn't die. Why do they have to be the same? Right? And yeah, almost like he comes from some sort of a proof over here. I think that this Teda is like a bit of a proof, right? Because I'm trying to look for some support here from Art Scroll to see if he can help me in what I want to say now in a second. Right, I can't find it. It doesn't matter. It says Teda, right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says here, what does Taida mean? Oh, I'm not doing very well this morning. I can't find my Rashis either. Anybody see that Rashi Taida? Where it is?
Right in the middle.
Oh, here we are, at the end of the line. Thank you. Right, Taida, Mireisha Tahave Umitaskinan. He says, no, that in the Reisha, he was and he died. Di ite tarich lahai liv tulele. He says that the Reisha, according to Rabbi, he says, Rabbi has to say this, right? Rabbi must say that he's dying, that he's dead. Why? Because if he wasn't dead, then according to Rabbi, the Reisha couldn't have said, the Reisha says like this, Echad shlo irev, v'tin reshuto le'echad she'irev. It would have had to say, it noten reshuto le'shnayim she'irvu. Right? Diktani Sefer de Reisha, and it proves from the Sefer of the Reisha. Now, what's the Sefer? Rashi says like this, Mireisha de Madita ad aval. Up until that line, Ava, we had the first three cases of things that work and the last three cases that don't work. So actually saying the first three examples of things that do work is called the Reisha. And then comes the last ones. So he says, it's all one Bava. Therefore, the last example, the third example of those first three are called the Seifa of the Reisha, the end of the Reisha. Look at the end of the Reisha. Ushnayim shelo irvu. Two that didn't make it, Aruv. Notnin reshutan leshnayim sheirvu, right? So he says leshnayim in leechad lo. See that? Rabbi says here's the proof. The sefer of the Reisha says that two who didn't make an eruv, right, can do the bitul the reshut to who? To two guys who made the eruv, not to one. So he has the proof, says Rabbi, that when the guy's alive, you have to do bitul to him. The first line of the Reisha, he's talking about a person who's dead. Abaya. So how does Abaya answer that? Abaya Amar, my l'shtayim. So what does it mean, l'shtayim? Le'echad mishtayim. Okay, so Abaya is pretty smart. He says, you know, he's not being stumped too quickly. He says, no, Rabbi. When the Mishnah there says, when the Braita there says, shnayim she'irvu, not l'shtayim le'echad, shnayim she'irvu, not l'shtayim le'shnayim she'irvu, it's one of the two. Take your pick to either of them. The Gemara says, wait a second, Ihachi, if that's the case, litni le'echad she'irev, or le'echad shelo irev. Because look at that example there, back up there, right? Go just a few lines before Aval. It says, ushnayim shelo irvu, notnin reshutan neshnayim she'irvu, or le'echad shelo irev. And he says to him, wait a second, Abaya, if the brighter is saying that he could choose, Then the brother just simply say, then he can do bitul to either a guy who did make an eruv, and it's possible he's got a partner, or to a guy who didn't make an eruv. Why did it say shnayim ve'echad? The Gemara says kashya. That's a kashya. Now, I want to mention this because it's important. I saw a note. I'm not sure if I saw it in this Gemara where it was. But I saw a note somewhere. Now, there's a difference between tiyufta and kashya. Right? Tiyufta, when we say tiyufta, it's a refutation. It's a knockout. Kasha is not necessarily a knockout. Kasha just means it's difficult and needs to be explained. So Gemara is not necessarily saying this is a knockout altogether, right, from Rabbi to Abaya. But it's Kasha, it's a question on Abaya and needs explanation, right? So now the Gemara says like this. Echad shelo irev noten reshuto. Now the Gemara basically takes parts of this bright that we saw now, bit by bit, piece by piece, and starts to explain it. So echad shelo irev, noten shelo echad she'irev. Right, that was the beginning of the bright. The first halacha in the brighter, echad shelo irev, noten shelo echad she'irev. So la abaya, Abaya says pashut, deitay, they're both there. Right, needs to do one of them. That's Pashur. Abaya online, he says that they're both there. There's always two guys there who made an Eruv. You have to do a bitul to one of them. Le Rabbi says no. Rabbi says, why did it say one to one? Dave omit. Velo gazu zimni de'ite. Now, what would Rabbi say? Why is it still allowed? You might have thought Rabbi might say, you know what? You actually have to do bitul always to two people. If one dies, you might not be able to do bitul. Because it might look like you can do bitul to one, and therefore let's go say that you can't, and say you only do bitul when there are two people around, right? To both of them, it doesn't go there. Right, now the next halacha in the Mishnah was Ushnaim Sheirvu. Right, Shnaim Sheirvu. Notnin Rishutan Lechad Shelo Irev. You can give your Rishut to one. So two guys who didn't make an Eruv came Mevatel, their joint Eruv to one who didn't. It was his Pshita, that's part of the Chiddush. Marita, well, what's the Chiddush of Yah? Kevan de Lo Irev, Liknese. You might think that two guys make an Eruv, one guy doesn't. Why didn't you? What are you messing up their whole Shabbos? Therefore, we're going to give you a knas and not allow these guys to mevatel to you. We could understand that, right? Look to say. Look at Rashi over here. Bechavan de ori beyachid de matzuv de ma. Hold on. Kevin de look to say. De mireisha lo nafkelan. De reisha iri de high de lo irev. Batel lehenach de irvu. Because really, the previous example was where the guy who didn't make the eruv, he would be mevatel to those who did make the Eruv. He realizes he made a mistake. Therefore, he's now coming to help them. But these guys who made the Eruv, why should they go stick their neck out to help the guy who didn't make the Eruv? Why didn't you make the Eruv? So you might have thought that a guy like that, you don't allow you to do bitul to, kamash malan, that you don't make a knas, you do allow it. And the third case, v'shtayim shelo irvu, two guys didn't make an Eruv, notinu shutan neshtayim shelo, they are allowed to be batel to the two guys who did make an Eruv. Okay? So now, l'rabbetan is safer l'giluye areisha. So according to Rabbi, this is Pashut, because it's two against two, and therefore the ratio is always you have to do betel to two, and they're saying even two guys have to do betel to two guys. To shtayim she'irvu. Right? La'abaya, what's the chilush for Abaya? Abaya says, no, shtayim she'lo irvu, it's either chilush. Why? Because we're still saying, same like we said previously, the guys didn't make an Eruv. Why would we think that we accommodate them? Two guys did make an Eruv, two guys didn't. So again, ligza dil ma'atili b'tule lehu. Right? Because what's going to be here? When you make an Eruv, we said previously, we had an example, remember, that two guys don't mevatel, right? Shnaim she'irvu, we said, notnin reshutan le'echad she'lo irev. Right? But we said there, if you go back up there, we said, look at the brighter quickly. We said, shnaim she'irvu, notnin reshutan le'echad she'lo irev. Right, aval, aval ein shnaim she'irvu nirushtane shnaim shelo irvu. Two guys who didn't make an eruv can't give it to two guys. Two guys who did make an eruv can't do bitul to two guys who didn't make an eruv. So he says, Dilma ligzo Dilma atli blula lehu. Right, you might think that you can. It's muta to make a bitul to two guys who didn't make an eruv. Kamashla is not, we don't do it. So there was two guys who didn't make an Eruv, can do bitul to two guys who made an Eruv. Two guys who made an Eruv can't do bitul to two guys who didn't make an Eruv. Right? And here it says, Shnaim shelo irvu, noten shnaim she'irvu. So Abaye says, this is the chidush. Because two guys who didn't can bitul to two guys who did. We might have thought, asu that as well. Never allow a situation where there's two versus two, so that you won't come to think that two who did can mevatel to two who didn't. Right? Kamashva, we don't do that, Xaira. Right. Right. Or le'echad shelo irev. That was 3.2. Remember we had there just for the line of aval? We had three. Example number three in the ratio was shnayim shelo irvu, two didn't make an eruv. Not nin ushtan shnayim she'irvu, they can do bitul to two guys who did make an eruv, or to one who didn't. That was it. Or to one who didn't, they could do. So two who did make an eruv can mevatel to one. So he says lamali. What's that for? Mahu, what would we have thought? Hani mili heched miktzatan irvu u miktzatan lo irvu. That might have worked out where it was pretty equally split. Aval heicha de chulan lo irvu, but if nobody made an eruv, right? Liknesinu kedei shelo tishtakach torat eruv kamashvelan. No, we don't start getting involved there in cheshbon. However many guys made an eruv, they could all be mevatel to one guy who didn't make an eruv. It doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah then carried on and said, aval lo. Well, the last one the brighter is aval lo echad sheirev. One who did make an Eruv, come a vatel to one who didn't. So it's a little different. Like what's like is La Abaya, Tani Sefer, Ligluya Resha. as far as Abaye is concerned, this Sefer over here is just basically coming to explain the Sefer. Look at Rashi there. Tani Sefer Igluya Resha. Tani Hach Sefer Igluya Resha. Rashi later, the second wide lines. La Abaye Tani Hach Sefer de lo itzrich, de ha pshita de ikachad de lo bati le reshute. What are you coming to teach us? The chule matnita bede itnei hule tarvayu amaravid askinan. Right, Rashi is telling us what this is basically is the chidush over here. Not a chidush, it's actually like a havara. Right? That this whole story over here is explaining the ratio where there are always people around and no one died. That's really the idea. And the rabbi, what's this for rabbi that's talking for rabbi? But ain echad shirev not tenishun. Either tana ratio, tana mesefer. He's saying basically, since we learned in the Reisha that Echad, because the Reisha said like this, Echad shelo irev nishul le Echad sheirev, aval lo Echad shelo tereshul le Echad shelo irev. Okay, it's the other way around. But the one who didn't can do to the one who did, but the one who didn't, who did can't do the one who didn't. Basically, for Rabbi, it's just a tit for tat, basically. Then we said, v'ein shnayim sheirvu. This was the fifth example. If ein shnayim, two who made an eruv, not understand the shnayim shelo irvu, they can't write. So he says, "Ha tu lamadi, why do we do this as well?" Why? What's happening over here? We've got two made an eruv, and then there's two who didn't make an eruv. So what would we have thought? That maybe of the two who didn't make an eruv, the one is mevatel his reshut to the other guy. So it's essentially as if there's now two who made an Eruv and one who didn't. Right? We might have thought it would mutar kamash balan. That no, it doesn't work. Why? Kevan de beidna de batil. At the time of the bitul, lo havule shiyute baha chatze lo. The guy anyhow couldn't use the Eruv. So if he couldn't use the Eruv, then the bitul didn't help him at all whatsoever. So his bitul to the second guy doesn't help him either. We've seen this before. All of us, we've seen this before, right? The Ein Shnayim, this is the last story in the Braita. The Ein Shnayim Shelo Irvu, not Ninu Shutan, the Shnayim Shelo Irvu. So now two who didn't make an Eruv, right? They can't do Bittul to another two who didn't make an Eruv. So once again, hard to know what's this for. This is a Chidush Watshicha. Da Amre Kane Almenat Lahaknot. Look at Rashi at the bottom, the second wide lines. Mi mishne yetayre nafkelan. What are we going to learn from this extra halacha? Yeah, the ilav achi lo itzrich lemitnei ve'el pashinela. I think what he's saying over here is that what would the haver mina have been that we got shnayim didn't do bitul, didn't do an eruv, and there's two didn't eruv either. So two of them do bitul to two guys. And now what we think that the out of the two who are receiving the bitul now essentially two guys in the chaser, the one would do bitul to the fourth guy, and then there's only one guy in the chaser, and that might help. The bottom line of the bright is that it won't help. Okay, I think that's pshat over there. Okay. But bottom line, what we saw over here is the question between Rabbi and Abaya. We haven't really answered that question because Rabbi is still holding out that the one guy died. And if he was alive, he have to make an Eruv. And Abaya is of the opinion that it's not dead from the Rachel of the Sefer, although the Gemara said Kashi on Abaya. So I would be inclined to say that the Gemara seems, well, firstly, I'm pretty sure Machlok Rabbi and Abaye, Halacha would be like Rabbi, because he was his teacher. Okay, so now the Gemara asks another question, which we touched on in the subject over here, in Rashi's example of not being a Yoresh around. So, Bamina Rava Mirav Nachman. Now, Rava asked Rachman a question. Yoresh Mahu Sheyevatel Rushut. Look at a Yoresh. Rashi says, Yoresh Sheshachach Aviv, his father, Erev Shabbat, didn't make an Erev, lo Erev, umet b'shvat, and then unfortunately died on Shabbos morning. V'lo bitel reshuto, ma'u sheyevatel hayoresh. Can the Yoresh, now the son, right, can he on Shabbos morning, his father never made an Erev, he's now the rightful heir to this chatzer, can he now do bitul to his neighbors and sort help them out on Shabbos? Right, so now Rava explains his dilemma. Since, right, the father, Rashi says, Yaklomar, Aviv, Shayait Mo Ra'ul Arev, Ayacholevatel. Since his father was around yesterday, so therefore, if they'd come to his father and said, please be part of the Eruv, he could have done Eruv. So therefore, between Ami Matzi Mevatel, in normal circumstances, the father who could have been part to the Eruv could have done Bitu. Aval Hai, but this kid, this Yoresh, Kevan di bai lo matzi ma'arev. The child couldn't do Eruv yesterday. Why? Because he wasn't the owner. So therefore, if he couldn't do Eruv yesterday, lo matzim mevatel. Therefore, maybe we could say he can't do Bittul today. You only can do Bittul today if you couldn't do Eruv yesterday. And since this kid couldn't do Eruv yesterday, he can't do Bittul today. Or do you? Maybe no. Maybe Yoresh, Kare Davuahu, maybe it's like an extension. He's the leg of his father, limb of his father. So therefore, what's the difference? Him or his father? Now, just by the way, I would want to say, I haven't seen this anywhere, but we saw with a goy, remember, that when it came to do with a goy, even we said one of his long-term workers or a short-term worker, like a kablan of his, we said there, liktei, we had there, schirei v'liktei, what was it? We said any of those guys could basically do schirut on behalf of a goy. So on behalf of a goy, if we never have a proper representative and he could do schirut, maybe we could say the same thing. Yeah, anybody representing the Jew could do it. Or maybe with a Jew, we more machmir, with a goy, we more makil. I don't know. But so that's the one side to the that's Rava's dilemma. So now he says like this. So this was Rava asked the question to Rav Nachman. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman answers Rava. Ani omer mevatel. I say mevatel. No problem. Go ahead. In other words, he's saying that the son is like the leg extension of his father. Do it. Avahane de Shmuel, but those the Babinish of Shmuel Tanu ain Mevatel. They say no. We saw this before, remember before the other day with Himnuna, Rav Himnuna, and who was it? Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, and he said there, Ano, I say yes. Right, but Mihimnuna, they say no. Anybody remember that? We had it a couple of duff ago. Exact same idea where he says, I say yes. Here we are on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom. We had over there, we had Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nochri Sheesh Lo Pedach Arba Al Arba Patoch Libika, Fido Machnis Umotzi Gmalim Rekol Kol Hayom Kulo. So he says, Ha Chada Avdinan O Dio Meloshna Amar Lei Ana Am Omer Mevatlina. Vehim Nuna Omer Ein Mevatlin. Right, that was exactly the same idea over there. He brings both sides to the whole story. I suppose it makes a lot of sense, right? And this is Rav Sheshet talking over here because you want to be honest. Right, a guy comes to ask you, he says, I don't think it's a problem, but you should be aware, though, that in the Babish of Shmuel, they say no. So now, Rava has a kasha over here. It seems like his kasha here is actually on Rav Nachman. Not on the Dvei Shmuel, because he's an Eitivei. Zeaklal. This is the klal. The Bar says as follows: this is the rule. Kol shemutar lemikzat Shabbat, hutar lechol Shabbat. Whatever is mutar for part of Shabbos is mutar for the whole of Shabbos. V'chol she neesar lemikzat Shabbat, neesar lechol Shabbat. And anything else that you do which is asur for part of Shabbos, asur. Otherwise, if something is asur on it for a part of the Shabbos, asur the whole of Shabbos. So mutar for part of Shabbos, mutar. That's the thing, if something is mutar for part of Shabbos, ask for part of Shabbos. It doesn't work. Other than, what?
Isn't that the answer to Steve's question the other day?
If you wait half a second, here comes the answer. Chutz mi mevatel reshut.
Ah.
Okay, other than bitul reshut. Bitul reshut is the only thing that's different. There, it's mutar for part of Shabbos and asu part of Shabbos. Depends when you mutter, when you mevatel, when you don't mevatel it. Right? But now the Brayta gives some examples. This isn't really, that particular line there of question wasn't so much, I think, the question. Look, he says like this. Kol shehutar lemikzat Shabbat. What's example of something which is mutar? Mutar chosha kagon, irev, derech ha-petach. Vinsan ha-petach, you made an eruv through a hole. And the hole now got blocked up. Or irev derech chalon, mistam chalon. Doesn't matter. You had an Eruv in place, the Eruv is still there, even though the wall broke down now and the doors closed, the windows smashed and the wall, something came trumpeting down. You had an Eruv in place, Zehaklal, Atuye, right? And he said, yeah, what do we say about Zehaklal? Because remember, the Brayta started by saying Zehaklal, Kol Shem Mutar Lemikzat. What's Zehaklal teaching us? Mavoi Shenitlu Korotav Olechiyav. We saw this before. So look at Rashi, yeah, Zehaklal, right? B'Shabbat, on Shabbos, the Mavoi came tumbling down the Korah or the Lechi. It's still Mutar. Hoyo vishtare ben Ashmashot, since Erev Shabbos ben Ashmashot, they were there. Rat umirei shelo shmeinan la, dahatam etnu lemechitzo la valacha lo, vachemirin la beshara pirka. Okay, explains why we have to have this stuff. And now they call Shenesa the Bikta Shabbat Nesa to call a Shabbat Kula. What's the example for the other way around? It's Asur. Kagon Shnei Batim Bishnei Tzishnei Rabbim. Here's our classic example. We've got two houses on different sides of the Shnei Rabbim on the street. V'ikifum Nochim Mechitza B'Shabbat. We saw this the other day. And Goyim came and suddenly built a wall around it. Now the question was, could we make an Eruv? Remember, Zeh Klal. So again, over here, and what's the Klal? Tuyeh Mai, La Tuyeh Meit Nochim B'Shabbat. If a Goy died on Shabbos. Right, look at Rashi over here. Zeh klal, Dresh Nami Ka Sefer, Latue Meit Nochi B'Shabbat, Techevan Di Bayu Laruve Me'etmol, Lo Matzi Mo'arve, Hashtami Lo Mevatle. If the Goy was there around yesterday, right, you wouldn't be able to make it with the Goy because you only do Schirut, so to now you don't Mevatel, Mirashi the Sefer, Lo Shmin. Explains why we wouldn't live with the Sefer, let's not worry about them. The Rashi says like this, Uktani Chutz, Mevatel Rashut. So we see over here, right, that what was the exception to the example over here? Mevatel Rashut. Look at Rashi, he explains the question. He says, Sheshachach velo irev. He forgot to make an Eruv. Sheafa pi she ne'esar lemikzat Shabbat. Even though it's asked for a bit of the Shabbos. Yesh lo takana b'Shabbat. Now, umidelo ketani chutz mi she bitel Rashut veyoresh. Shma mina yoresh lo. What does it say? Chutz mi, that's unbelievable. Chutz mi mevatel reshut. So he says over here, the Brighter says, everything on Shabbos is asur for the Hol Shabbos, if that's for Pol Shabbos. And everything was mutar for a Pol Shabbos, mutar for the Hol Shabbos, except for what? Mevatel reshut. So we see over here, only a person who's mevatel reshut can do it for part of the Shabbos or not. We don't have an example of a yoresh in the Brighter, where we say, chutz mi yoresh. Was the Yoresh, Erev Shabbos, he couldn't do anything because it was his father. On Shabbos, now he's the Balabait. We see that doesn't work. The concept Yoresh doesn't feature in the Brighta. So this is the kash that Rava says to Rav Nachman. So how can you tell me, Rav Nachman, that a Yoresh who wasn't able to do Bittul Erev Shabbos can do Bittul on Shabbos? The Brighta never mentioned Yoresh. The Brighta just mentioned Mevatel Rashut. Who's Mevatel Rashut? The owner himself, not his son. Okay? So the Bach takes us out, but it's worth reading. It says, Ihu in Yoresh Law, he can, the guy himself can, but not his Yoresh. So Rav Nachman isn't fazed by this. He says, no. He says, Ema, you got it wrong, Rava. When the Brighter said, Mimavatel Rashut, it wasn't speaking about an individual. It was everything on Shabbos is Asru, if it was Asru to begin with, or Mutar was Mutar to begin with, except Chutz mi Torat Bittul Rashut, the concept, the halacha of Bittul Rashut. Right? That's a concept which is allowed, which can be done in parts on Shabbos. Look at Rashi, the very first while on the bottom. Chutz mi Rave Yoresh, Bichlal Dechare Davuhu. And since the Yoresh is an extension of his father, he's like his long leg, the Torat Bittul Noheget Bo, the Bittul would apply to him as well. Okay, so that was a quick detail. Now the Kasha over here. So he's not finished. Saitive. Right? Echad b'nei chatzir shemet. So now one of the guys in the b'nei chatzir dies. Veheniach reshuto le'echad min hashuk. And he now gives his rights, he bequeaths his rights in this chatzir to somebody from the hashuk, meaning not one of the neighbors in the chatzir. The guy who inherits the chatzir wasn't a partner to the chatzir to begin with. Okay? So now as follows. Right? If he died Erev Shabbos, right? So then, Oser. If he died Erev Shabbos, then this new guy, he's now an owner to the Chatzer. For all intents and purposes, on a Friday afternoon when it comes for you, your time to go around and make this Eruv, he's now your new neighbor, correct? So who cares when he died, when the previous guy died? You've now got a new neighbor. If you don't make an Eruv with him, he's Oser on you. You can't use the Eruv. If he dies when it's Chashaycha, so then Eino Oser. Right? Doesn't Oser. Now look at Rashi here for a second. Mibo Odyom, Sha'adayin lo kana Eruv Osho Rishon, the first guy who made an Eruv, Arei Zeh Minashuk Oser. He now is Oser. Av Apish Eino Darka, there's Olivia. Because he proves that from a bride, you don't have to actually live in the place. Mishachashaycha, if it's at night, after Shabbat's already come in, eno she'alav. Why? Sharei hutar lemikzat Shabbat. Meaning what? The guy made the Eruv. We're assuming now that the person who died made an Eruv. So because he was part of the Eruv we said a second now, the klal was, anything that's mutar for part of Shabbos, mutar for the other Shabbos. So this guy made an Eruv, his Eruv kicked in, and the fact that he kicked the bucket, excuse the pun, right, doesn't help. The Eruv kicked in, the Eruv's still a good Eruv. Okay? That's the one half of the brighter. Now, so the echad min ashuk shemait, but now, so this was the guy inside the Eruv, and then he left it to the guy outside. So it depends when he died. If he died before, after Shabbos was already in, we're assuming he married the Eruv, the Eruv's a good Eruv. However, echad min ashuk shemait, right, v'hiniach reshuto le'echad mibnei chatzer. So now, this guy, echad min ashuk, look what Rashi explains over here. Shayalo bait dira b'chatzer. He had a house in this chatzer. So just a guy who had a house in this chatzer, but he didn't seem to live there, right? He died. He wasn't a b'nei chatzer. He owned a house in this chatzer. Right? Echad min ashuk shemait, v'hiniach reshuto le'echad mibnei chatzer. And he bequeathed it to somebody else in this chatzer. Maybe od yom, if he died before Shabbos was in, so eino ose. Look at Rashi, eino ose wa sharei yarev ze im shchenav. If he died, so now one of the other guys in the chatzer, he inherited it. He'll just make an eruv, not a problem. Mishechashaycha, if he died. Right, if he died after Shabbos was already in, then he is oser. Why? Look, Rashi, de'eno yachol arev, oser. Right, because now the new guy who inherited it on Shabbos, he can't make an eruv. Right, right. De'eno yachol arev, oser. Right. Now look at Rashi over here. Ve'i yoresh mevata reshut amai oser. But basically now, the Yoresh could just mevatel his reshut. If he was mevatel his reshut, then why is it asur? Right? V'niach reshut lechavi b'nei chatzir b'od yom en oser, mishachashach oser. Amai oser, niftil. So why is it asur? Talking to Rav Nachman. The first bright that Rav brought from Rav Nachman just buffed him up by saying it's not Mevatel, it's the Torat Mevatel. Now he brought another brighter. And this brighter says over here that Eino or Mishachash also says, why do we say it's Asur? According to you, Rav Nachman, right, let's just do Bitul. Right, there's a Yoresh now, the Yoresh should do Bitul. So my Oser, so he says, no, he answers him, he says, my Oser, Nami Diktani, Ad sheyevatel. You're right, he could do bitul, but it's asher until he does bitul. So therefore, it's not such a big kasha over here, and therefore, Rav Nachman's little opinion that he could do bitul. Good, end of over here.